Good evening, folks, and welcome to episode 27 of Hinky Dinky Time Radio, coming to you live on Thursday, December 10th, from the dawn of a new beginning for mankind. More about that in a moment. I'm Michael, and I'll be your host for the next hour. Tonight, Hinky Dinky Time Radio ends an unexpectedly extended Thanksgiving hiatus and begins its second 6 months on the air. For those of you planning to tune in late, stay tuned for the rebroadcast starting right after the live show. Well, as some of you know, last week's program was canceled due to my battle with the H1N1 virus, more commonly known as the swine flu. And in celebration of my survival, this week's show will be a tribute to all things pork. And with that, we will get right into it with a little bit of Vic Damone and the Meadowlarks and the Cincinnati Dancing Pig.
Cincinnati Dancing Pig. Cincinnati Dancing Pig.
Cincinnati Dancing Pig. He's the barnyard Mr. Big, Cincinnati Dancing Pig, with his riggity jiggity 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 jig jig. Children yell and clap and sing when he does his bucking wing. Cincinnati Dancing Pig, with his riggity jiggity 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 jig jig. Dancing bears and kangaroos have a lot on the ball, but until you dig that remarkable pig, you ain't seen nothing at all. From Duluth to Birmingham, he's the pork chop dapper Dan. He's the keenest ham what am. Cincinnati Dancing Pig, with his riggity jiggity rig jig jig.
Cincinnati
Cincinnati Dancing Pig, with his riggity jiggity jiggity jigga jigga jig jig.
All the kids just yell and swing,
yeah,
when he does his buck and wing.
Cincinnati Dancing Pig, with his riggity jiggity jiggity jigga jigga jig jig. Dancing bears and kangaroos have a lot on the ball, but until you dig that remarkable pig, you ain't a seen or nothing at all.
From Duluth to Birmingham, he's the pork chop dapper Dan. He's the keenest hammer am.
Cincinnati Dancing Pig, with his riggity jiggity 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 riggity jiggity da.
That was Vic Damone and the Meadowlarks, and that was the Cincinnati Dancing Pig. And let's keep things in that vein, shall we? This is Frankie Lane and Joe Stafford. Hambone.
Hambone!
What you gonna do when you come back?
Take a little walk by the railroad track.
Well, a hambone, where's your wife?
Out in the kitchen, a cooking up right.
Hambone! Hambone, hambone, have you heard? Pop's gonna buy me a mockingbird. If that mockingbird don't sing, Pop's gonna buy me a diamond ring. If that diamond ring don't shine, Pop's gonna take it to the five and dime.
Hambone!
Hambone,
Hambone trying to eat. Ketchup on his elbow, pickle on his feet.
Bread in the basket, chicken in the stew. Supper on the fire for me and you.
Hey, look at him holler, look at him moan. That Hambone just can't Hambone. Cat to make his wife a Sunday hat.
Took the hide right off a goat to make his wife a Sunday coat.
Hambo!
Hambo! Hambo! Hambo! Hambo! Hambo! Hambo! Hambo! Hambo! Hambo! Hambo! Hambo!
Hambo!
And we'll be getting back to the pork directly. Are you getting any lunch meat? Yeah, that's... Have some ham. Have some ham on me. And,
I got a touch of the swine fever, haven't
I? Yes, I do. I have a touch of the swine fever. It's almost gone, but there's a little bit of the crud. You can probably hear that in the old pipes tonight. I'm working it out, though. It's going to be all right. Well, some other things we could talk about tonight. On December 6th, it was the 40th anniversary of the rock festival held at the Altamont Motor Speedway in California. It was hosted by the Rolling Stones, and it was not rock and roll's finest hour. It is the subject of the documentary film Gimme Shelter, if you've ever seen that. And it's also the subject... Let's see if I can lay my hands on this here. This is actually... This rather well-known Grateful Dead song was written about the events of that day, and it's sort of kind of a bummer, man. Let's see. There we go.
Way to live. love's begun, and I wonder how it ends. I spend a little time on the mountain, spend a little time on the hill. Things went down, we don't understand, but I think in time we will. Now I don't know, but I was told in the heat of the sun, a man died of cold. Keep on coming on, stand and wait with the sun so dark and the hour so late. You can't overlook the blackjack of any other habit you have. It's got no signs or dividing lines and very few rules to guide. I spend a little time on the mountain, I spend a little time on the hill. I saw things getting out of hand, I guess they always will. Now I don't know, but I've been told if the horse don't pull, you got to carry the load. I don't know whose back's that strong, maybe find out before too long. One way or another, one way or another, one way or another, this dog has got to give.
And that was New Speedway Boogie by the Grateful Dead. And we're going to stick with the Jerry Garcia thing right now, although not the Grateful Dead. This is Old and in the Way, a bluegrass band featuring Jerry Garcia on banjo and vocals, and other luminaries such as Vassar Clements on fiddle, and various other people. And this is we're going to get right back into the Pork with Old and in the Way and an old Stanley Brothers standard, bluegrass standard called Pig in a Pen.
Thank you.
Of course, that was Old and in the Way with Jerry Garcia on banjo and vocals, David Grisman on mandolin and vocals, Peter Rowan on guitar, Vassar Clements on fiddle, and John Kahn on the bass. And to hear Tom T. Hall tell it, finding somebody to feed your pig is a fairly common problem.
I met him in a hospital about a year ago. And why I still remember him, I guess I'll never know. He'd lie there and cry out in a medicated fog. Here I am in this dang bed, and who's gonna feed them hogs? 400 hogs, they just standing out there. My wife can't feed them, and my neighbors don't care. They can't get out and roam around like my old hunting dogs. Here I am in this dang bed, and who's gonna feed them hogs? His face was lean and his hands were rough. His way was hogs and his nature was tough. His doctors tried to tell him that he may not live at all. But all he ever talked about was who's gonna feed them hogs. 400 hogs, they just standing out there. My wife can't feed them and my neighbors don't care. They can't get out and roam around like my old hunting dogs. Here I am in this dang bed, and who's gonna feed them hogs? Hogs comes to 800 hams, and that's a lot of money for a hog-raising man. 400 hogs comes to 1,600 feet. The market's up and there are people waiting on that meat. Well, the doctors say they do not know what saved the man from death, but in a few days he put on his overalls and he left. That's all there is to this small song, but waitress, before you leave, would you bring me some coffee and a hot ham sandwich, please? 400 hogs, they just standing out there. His wife couldn't feed them, and his neighbors didn't care. They couldn't get out and roam around like his old...
400 hogs just standing out there. And when it comes to meeting all of your swine needs, you know where to go.
Put savings in your shopping cart
at Hinky Dinky Supermart. Every day's a special day. Every day's a special day. Every day's a special day at Hinky Dinky.
Where else?
Piggy had roast beef. This little piggy had none. How I recall my dear old mother putting me to bed. She tucked me in and said to her little sleepy head, This little piggy was a bad little piggy who cried all the way home. Years have passed, but it's still my favorite poem. I dream and pray someday I'll say to a cute little piggy of my own, this little piggy went to market, this little piggy stayed home.
Caught Napping, yeah. That's Eddie Duchin and his orchestra featuring Lou Sherwood on This Little Piggy Went to Market. Let me move that microphone just a little bit closer. Sometimes people scold me when they can't hear me properly. Boy, you know, I could play an hour and a half of just pork songs. Or just three songs. We could call it Pork Song Trilogy. That would be cute. Let's hear from, while we're on the meat subject, let's hear from the Meat Puppets in a song called Enchanted Pork Fist, because we're a little overdue for some rockin'. Now, my various researchers and informants tell me that when listening to the Meat Puppets live, it's best done with the ingestion of psychedelics, but in the comfort of your own home, you ought to be consuming vast quantities of Stolichnaya on the rocks in 32-ounce convenience store cups, because that's what the magic brush runs on, and that's a story for another day. But tonight, we will be washing down our pork with a scotch and soda. And I like this song a whole lot, and after we hear it, I'll tell you a little bit about it.
Scotch and soda, mud in your eye, baby, do I feel high, oh me, oh my, do I feel high, dry martini, jigger of gin. Oh, what a spell you've got me in, oh my, do I feel high. People won't believe me, they'll think that I'm just bragging, but I could feel the way I do and still be on the wagon. All I need is one of your smiles, sunshine of your eye, oh me, oh my, do I feel higher than a kite can fly. Give me loving, baby, I feel high. People won't believe me, they'll think that I'm just bragging, but I could feel the way I do and still be on the wagon. All I need is one of your smiles, sunshine of your eyes, oh me, oh my, do I feel higher than a kite can fly? Give me loving, baby, I feel high.
And that's Scotch and Soda by the Kingston Trio, and that was one of their biggest hits. And the interesting story behind that song is, though the song is credited to Kingston Trio member Dave Gard, nobody actually knows who wrote it. Dave was dating a girl named Katie Seaver and heard the song played, I think, on the piano and sung at the Seaver household. Katie's parents had heard that song on their honeymoon way back in 1932, and Dave learned it from them. He spent years and years trying to discover who the true author of the song is. The song went on to be recorded by a lot of people. I was involved in an email exchange this week with my dad, and the discussion got around to Johnny Ray, and Johnny Ray recorded a really nice version of Scotch and Soda that I'll probably play sometime for you. The other interesting aspect of that song is that Katie Seaver was the older sister of a young fella that was probably 10 or 12 years old at the time, named Tom Seaver, who went on to be one of the greatest pitchers in the history of the game of baseball, which is just sort of, you know, interesting that that's thrown in there as part of the lore. But yeah, Scotch and Soda, recorded by a lot of people, sold millions and millions of copies by various artists, including the Kingston Trio. Nobody knows who wrote it. If you know, call or write the studio, because I'd be happy to pass that information along to all of the attorneys involved. Let's see, what else can I tell you tonight? We're back. I washed down the the enchanted pork fist, and I'm hungry again. It's that way when you're eating non-kosher. It's your punishment. And now I'm ready for some ribs and some hot sauce. And this is Ribs and Hot Sauce by Lionel Hampton and his septet. And that was Lionel Hampton. And this is this week's Nebraska Cornhusker Football Report. Well, the Nebraska Cornhuskers very nearly upset the number 3-ranked Texas Longhorns last Saturday in the Big 12 championship game with generally excellent special teams play and a dominant defensive showing led by Heisman finalist Ndamukong Suh. If not for an errant final kickoff and a not very unexpected personal foul committed by linebacker Larry Asante, the Huskers may well have won 12-10 rather than losing 13-12, thanks to a Texas field goal with 1 second on the clock. Texas survives to go on and play Alabama in the national championship game, and the Huskers are 1-point underdogs as they prepare to meet the Arizona Wildcats on December 30th in San Diego in the Holiday Bowl. And all we can say to them and that is, of course, where is it? Yes, yeah. Yes, go Big Red.
If you want somebody to look after you, and you're tired of living alone the way that you've been, yeah.
Well, I mentioned at the top of the show that we're standing right at the edge of a new dawn for humanity, and I want to talk about that now. Being among the living, I call upon you, my fellow survivors of the H1N1 pandemic, to join me at this moment of post-apocalyptic rebirth, and with me, seize this opportunity and put your shoulders to the wheel to build a new and better world. The slate is clean, and rather than dwell in misery and despair for a world now lost to us, we must pool our talents, our resources, and our energy to take the shattered fragments left to us and make this a new Eden. For if we, the survivors, are now not truly returned to the garden, if we choose to live as though damned to a living hell, then we dishonor the dead and should envy them their leave-taking. I prefer to think that in the aftermath of the global tragedy of H1N1, we will rise to the call and rebuild society. Think about it.
In town, an eating place, drinking place of great renown.
Puta! Puta!
I know a red joint where the folks all meet.
Meet every morning for the drink and eat.
It's not so high class, but it can't be beat.
Between 18 and 19 on Chestnut Street.
You hear piano played by Stacy Trent.
He is a famous boogie-woogie gent.
You ought to stop there if your pleasure best.
Between 18 and 19 on Chestnut Street.
Come along tonight if you're feeling right. Wear a cloud for a hat. You'll have a reservation for some daybreak syncopation. That's where the hoity-toi
meets the hoity-polloi.
The man that owns it is Sylvester Brown.
His girlfriend Bessie wears a rhinestone gown.
It's on the south side, on the edge of town, between 18th
and 19th
on Chestnut Street.
Thank you.
And that's between 18th and 19th on Chestnut Street, if you need directions. That was Bob Crosby and his orchestra featuring Nappy Lamar and Eddie Miller on vocals. And my father writes into the studio to ask me, you know, what are my first steps to rebuild society? And he said I left my audience in one of his appendages dangling. And, well, of course, the first step is to throw off the yoke of our porcine overlords. That goes without saying. After that, I don't know, find fresh water. I'm not exactly sure. But we'll gather together all of the canned goods, and we will share them and live in harmony. I don't, you know, and to get into some requests, we have not played any requests tonight. I had a request this week from my father. There was it's tricky. I can't always fill his requests, sometimes because I can't bring myself to, and other times because they're difficult. This one was difficult, and I don't know what he remembers or what he expects, but I did find 28 seconds of the chorus, and this will be meaningful to him.
Omaha, Omaha, finest place you ever saw. Come along, join the throng, 'cause you simply can't go wrong. They'll say it's great in Omaha, Omaha. Boost your hometown all day long, and at night when you are sleeping, dream of Omaha.
And that's for you, Pop, and this is for you, too. I don't know if you've ever heard this. Let me know if you ever have. This is Tiny Hill, and you can guess what this one's called.
There's a town in old Nebraska where the folks around will ask you, how you doing, neighbor? They'll help you with your labor in the town of Omaha. You love the birds and trees and flowers. It warms your heart to see church towers. Hear bells ring out at 7. You're in a bit of heaven in the town of Omaha. It's good to be in harmony and love your neighbor too. You like it there, they seem to care to do the little things that pleases you. If you get to town on Monday, plan to stay for more than one day. The folks around will greet you, 300,000 treat you when you're out in Omaha. Good to be in harmony and love your neighbor too. You like it there, they seem to care to do the little things that pleases you. If you get to town on Monday, plan to stay for more than one day. The folks around will greet you, 300,000 treat you when you're out in Omaha. Come on out to Omaha.
You're listening to Hinky Dinky Time Radio.
And I appreciate it. I think that was one of our porcine overlords. And that was Tiny Hill, and that was another song called Omaha. And my father says he doesn't know that song, but he does now. And I apologize for the hum on that. If anybody's got a cleaner copy of Tiny Hill's Omaha, I'd appreciate you donating that to the Hinky Dinky Time Radio Library, where it will find a happy home. Let's dine on some more swine, shall we? Let's see. We've got time for this.
Well, now, little ones, this is your Uncle Jazbo with another bedtime story, The Three Little Pigs. Once upon a time in the land of Ooh Papa Dow, there lived three little pigs. One of them was very cool, another was more on the commercial side, and the third was definitely square. One day, as the three little pigs were taking five, they heard that a big bad wolf was making the local scene on a one-nighter. Knowing that his approach signaled danger, they immediately set about the business of constructing shelter. The square little pig swung a quick GI loan, and in cut time threw up a real frantic bungalow, complete with wall-to-wall floors and a TV antenna. The commercial little pig laid out for a few bars, and then moved into a prefab joint out of the high-rent district. But the cool little pig goofed altogether, and at the last possible minute built himself a real purple light shack out of clarinet wreaths and scotch tape. Well, sir, the big bad wolf blew in as advertised, and the first place he went looking for action was to the shack of the third little pig. And applying his hairy knuckles to the door, he laid down a crazy paradiddle and said, "Man, it's a raid." "Jack," said the pig, "it's after closing." "Don't hand me that jazz," the wolf said. "Open up." "Sorry," said the pig, "you got to make reservations." "Charlie," said the wolf, "if you don't open that door, I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house down." "Just tell me one thing," said the pig. "What condition is your lip in?" Enraged at this impertinence, the wolf came on like Joshua, the walls came tumbling down, and in no time at all, the little pig was really gone. The following day, the wolf knocked at the door of the second little pig. "Who calls like?" said the pig. "Never mind," said the wolf. "Open the portal and give me some skin, pig." "Or give me some pigskin, as the case may be." "Not by the hairs on my chinny chin chin," said the pig. "Bless my soul," said the wolf, "it's dizzy." "No, it ain't," said the pig. "Well, then it must be, Jazbo," said the wolf. "Wrong again," said the pig. "Tell you what," said the wolf, "I'll just peek through your keyhole." "In a pig's eye you will," said the little pig, which angered the wolf so much that he forthwith blew the joint down and swallowed up the pig. The next day, the wolf fell by the domicile of the cool little pig and rapped on the door. "Have no fear," he said. "Big Joe is here." "Man," said the pig, "you've had it. Blow." "Well, that's what I wanted to talk to you about. I understand there's a session going on here today," said the wolf. "I'd like to sit in." "I'm hip," said the pig. "And if you'll just slide down the chimney as per instructions in the script, I'll really give you something to sit in." At this, the wolf leapt to the roof, and in so doing, dislodged the brick, which fell down the chimney and clanged against the great iron pot in the fireplace. "What was that?" the wolf shouted. "E-flat," said the pig, "and man, it's your chorus. Fall in." And fall in the wolf did, down the chimney and into the boiling pot. The little pig clapped the cover on the pot and let it simmer for 48 over a low flame. When at last he lifted the cover, he smiled broadly. "Ah," he said, "my favorite soup, cream of nowhere."
That was Al Jazbo Collins and his Hepcat reading of The Three Little Pigs. When last we met, we had heard To the Establishment by Lou Bond, the third song and last track on side one of Lou Bond's self-titled release on the We Produce subsidiary of Stax Records. And we're back after a two-week hiatus, and we're going to begin listening to the three tracks on side two. And this is Lou Bond with the first cut from side two of the Lou Bond album, and this is called Let Me Into Your Life. Needle on the groove.
To love you, please don't push me away. Let me into your life. Now, I wasn't there when it hurt you, girl. So why should I have to pay? Please let me into your life. I just want to share.
Yeah.
And that's this week's Lou Bond offering. That was Let Me Into Your Life. And we're winding things down on this week's episode of Hinky Dinky Time Radio. Of course, there will be a rebroadcast, so those of you who arrived late can pick up from the beginning and hear what you missed. I know you want to do that. And we got one last brief pig offering. This is Pink Floyd, and this is Pigs on the Wing, Part 2.
You know that I care. What happens to you? And I know that you care. For me too. So I don't feel alone on the way to the stone. Now that I've found somewhere safe to bury my bone, and any fool knows a dog needs a home. A shelter from pigs on the wing.
That's all, folks. And that is just about all, folks. I'd like to thank everybody that's tuned in again tonight. I hope you'll join me next week. It's the first of a 3-week round of holiday extravaganzas. Although Hanukkah begins tomorrow, we will be celebrating Hanukkah on Hinky Dinky Time Radio. The Thursday after that, of course, is Christmas Eve, and the Thursday after that is New Year's Eve, and I will be here pork willing and the creek don't rise for each of those festive occasions, and I hope you'll join me for those. And with that, I wish you all a wonderful week and a pleasant evening.
It was on a sweet Thursday. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday all had passed. Came the day I'd waited for at last. And you were there with love to spare, making it a sweet Thursday, not like any other day I'd known, giving me a dream to call my own, a dream that you are sharing too. People meet by some design, prearranged by laws divine. Yet who is there who can define just what mystic fate combined to make you mine?